will, in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 7 through 10. 7 through 10. 2 Corinthians. Now, lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger from Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in the infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much tonight for your blessings that you give us, and God, you have blessed us beyond measure. And Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for these. Lord, we pray that our Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts, and we'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I've read that and I've said that many times. And I think of down home we have this artesian well. Y'all know what an artesian well is? One that just bubbles up water out of the ground. It's a beautiful spring. It just comes over all the time. And I think about God's joy and God's abundant life in the life of the believer should be like that well, a fountain of water bubbling forth in our life, overflowing joys. The abundant life, a life of joy, a life of peace, a life of victories, a life of triumph in our lives. And the joy and the peace, the happiness in victory that we should know in Christ Jesus surpasses anything, I believe, that this world has ever seen. Oh, man, the joy of God in our lives, the abundant joy of God in our lives. Now, let me say some things before I get started that may help you in finding. Tonight, I want us to see the secret to happiness. The secret to happiness. Are you happy? I hope you are. I am happy in the Lord Jesus. If we're not sick physically, we have a way of determining that we're sick. Amen? Your blood pressure goes up. They always take your blood pressure when you go in doctor's office. I don't know why they put you on them scales. That's the most embarrassing thing I have ever seen. It don't tell you nothing. Doctor, she ought to know. Does that tell you anything besides you're overweight? I don't believe you. Never mind. Go ahead. If you have a high blood pressure, then they'll see it. Then if you run in temperature, you probably have a little infection somewhere, and you can tell that you're sick physically. They always stick that thing in your tongue and say, ah. I don't know what that's for either, but, you know, it's there for something, I'm sure. But don't you wish there was a spiritual thermometer that we could tell if we're whether or not we're sick spiritually? You ever thought about that? I can tell people are sick spiritually when I talk about giving. Boy, they're sick. I can tell when you talk about giving, people get sick real quick. But, you know, the symptoms of spiritual sickness in one's life, if your life is constantly in conflict, I believe probably you can, say that you probably got something wrong somewhere. If you got that inner turmoil in your life, you know, there's probably something there. Or maybe it's always fighting and backbiting and gossiping and, you know, you something in your life is not right if you're unhappy all the time and in that conflict. Brother Mike talks about churches that are sick. And in churches that are sick, he says they have conflict all the time in their life and in that church. And he talks a lot about overcoming conflict in a church. Well, if we're not doing what God intended us to do in our life through Jesus Christ, we're probably have a sickness in our life. If you don't have that inner joy, now I'm not going to say you're going to be just bubbling over all the time, but you ought to have that joy and the peace and the love, you know, in your life. If not, what's the problem? Think about that. What's the problem? The problem is not the external circumstances. They may have a lot to do with it, but our problem results more in the internal of a person, the workings of a person. You know, I don't believe because of tough luck. I don't believe that. People have tough times. Some people just have a lot of tough times, but Jesus says, my joy, my peace, I leave with you. And he said this before he went to the cross. Now, he was on the way to the cross, and he was going to die on the cross for our sins, but it wasn't, you know, external. He had an internal peace about him as he went to the cross. And, you know, when we face troubles and trials, our, you know, whether we're joyful or not, we show it on the outside more than we do on the inside. Some people can hold it in, but some people on the outside, it shows. Now, first, I want to say something like this. It could be our attitudes are wrong. Daddy used to say, boys, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to give you an attitude adjustment. And we knew what that was. He would turn our attitude around 100%. And I am convinced a whole lot of people have attitudes that need to be adjusted in their life. Attitudes of hate, attitudes of bitterness, attitudes of resentment often tell you that a person is just not right with the Lord. Or maybe it's an adjustment in the reality of a life. Some people want to live in a dream world where everything ought to be just perfect, and something gets out of place, then they're not satisfied and their attitudes are bad. Well, maybe it's a spiritual or sick spiritually. Some little infectious sin is in your life and it needs to be rooted out, you see. Maybe if you're always have that inner turmoil and no happiness in your life, maybe it's an inner sin, that little infectious sin that's there in your life, you see, that makes you unhappy. Not being right with God is going to make you unhappy. You see, guilt makes us unhappy. All of these things cause us or keeps us from being happy on the inside. So, today, if you look at the world, our society, what do they say? If you need to get happy, just go to a bar somewhere. You know, that's not happiness. That just leaves you more, you know, those sins are still there. Those problems are still there. You're just compounding those problems upon your life. That doesn't solve a thing. And let me say with the rest of the ministers here, alcohol doesn't solve any problem. Nothing good comes from drinking, folks. Happiness is not just solved like that. And you're not going to find happiness out there in the world kicking around. Oh, maybe we'll look into it. You know, I don't believe that either. Somebody said, well, if I won a lottery ticket, I'd be happy. No, you wouldn't. You'd just be a rich, unhappy person. You see, it doesn't solve your problems. And you're not going to accidentally find happiness. You know, some people get out there and say, well, oh, I found me a new truck. That ain't going to make you happy. that's just going to get you deeper in debt. Or a new whatever it is you might find. But you know, some way of looking at it, we find happiness only through Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus Christ will you find true happiness. There's some natural laws that God has, you know. They just come naturally. Rain comes because of what? The currents, jet stream, this and that. Circumstances being just right. Moisture coming in from the Gulf, rising up from the heat. God's got those laws. You know, God knows perfectly what those laws are. He makes that rain. And I know we think we sometimes have got enough. But I'll tell you what, about middle of summertime, we'll be crying for it. And they'll be all saying, we're in a drought. Well, it's the same thing about true happiness. It comes from certain laws that God has for our lives. He says, you want to be happy? Know me. Know me. Come to me. I can give you that happiness. Now, some people look for happiness like they chase a butterfly. Have you ever chased a butterfly? I had a butterfly collection. I've caught many a butterfly. And I had one in the house for a while, and I had one that I did for school and stuff like that. You've done those kind of things for biology. You chase those butterflies. The further you chase them, it seems like they're always right out in front of you, and you never can catch up. When you reach up, they go down. When you reach down, they go up. But I found if you'll just sit still, they'll probably light on your finger or light on your nose or light on a piece of grass beside you, and you can just reach out and touch them and catch them. You see, some people think happiness is that way. They're always chasing after something, and it never gets there. Happiness, now listen to this, comes when we adjust in our life. Adjustments in our life. Listen to what Paul says here. I had a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffer me, tested, he exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, he said, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart. And God said, no. God said, no. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. See, happiness is not meaning that our problems are taken away from us sometimes. A well-adjusted person learns to adjust in life. Life is like, I've used this many times, a river that flows. You know, life is always changing. All the time it's changing. It's never the same. Nothing seems to stay the same. Change takes place. Did you know over the 33, 34 years that I've been here, hardly anybody's here that started out with us? If I ask tonight, has anybody been here as long as Rhonda and I have? Not a hand goes up.